Shabbos Perkei Mishnah Beis. Chamor Yoitze B'Mardas. Mardas is some type of blanket or covering that's put on the chamor. It keeps it warm. So it's allowed to go out. It's not considered a masa because it's Letzarech HaBehemut, to keep it warm. Bizman Sheikshur Eloi. Mufarshim point out, based on the Gemara, Bizman Sheikshur Eloi means when it was tied onto it on Erev Shabbos. If it's tied on Shabbos, that's for sure that you can't carry it out if it's not tied on. And the reason for that is that even without the problem of the masa of Shvisas Behemtoi, there's a problem. If it's not tied on, it could easily fall off. If it could easily fall off, you're going to pick it up, you're going to carry it. This is exactly, by the way, that we have in the next few program. Anything that would easily come to a situation where you might pick it up and walk with it, Dalet Amos B'Shul Sarab, you're not allowed to put it on in the first place. Certain types of jewelry we'll have in the next parak, even though properly they could be worn, but al tzdis chshash, they can't be worn. So we're talking about something which is tied on. Not tied on, you have the gzera. When it's tied on, it still has to be tied on Erev Shabbos in order that it should be goli adaite, that this mardas is on the behemah letzoyrich ha-behemah. The behemah needs it. This is something that the behemah goes with. But if it's put on Shabbos, then we don't look at it as part of the behemah. The Gemara says something interesting. The only way to get it onto the behemah is by leaning on the behemah. You're not allowed to lean on a balchai. You're not allowed to be mishtamish in a balchai on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to lean on the animal, putting it on will always be that way. Memeli, you can't wear it if it's put on Shabbos. Zechorim, Elam de Zechorim, they put on them some type of protector to make sure that they don't mingle with the Nekevos. Yoitzin Levuvin, this is this pouch of some sort that they put on. Recheilois, Yoitzin Shchuzois. Recheilois, which are female sheep. Yoitzin Shchuzois, which is Miloshin Achiza, that there's some type of kesher on them again that they shouldn't mingle with the Zechorim. Kvulois ukvunois. They're also allowed to go out. These are all protection for the animal's welfare, so it's not considered a masa. It's considered part of the behemoth. Kvulois means that they, koivul means to attach, and they tie on some type of beragleim, again, that they shouldn't mingle with the zchorim. Ukvunois is also that they put on some type of beged around the kvosim. This is not for the mingling with the zchorim in the cave. This is to protect the wool that shouldn't get dirty. Ho'izim yoitzois tsururois. Izim, goats, go out tsururois. They go out with the dadem tied up in order that the milk shouldn't be yoitze. Rabbi Yosi Yosi B'kulon, and you can understand Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is saying all these things you're doing for your benefit. The scharm, the kavis, is for the health of the behemoth in order that it should be milberes. It shouldn't be milberes. All these things are for the benefit of the owner. The chol of bedadeh, and it's also for your benefit. The milk should get lost. Shouldn't get lost. That's a masa. Masha'enkin, chutz min harachin ha'kvunois. That is to keep the wool fresh and not dirty. That's a tzarech for the sheep itself. That's a tachshit for the sheep. Reb Yehuda oimer ha'izim yoitzois tzurois liyabesh. The izim could go out tzurois with this pouch bidadem that the dadem are tied up. He holds batsim, it's not a matzah. So they're allowed to go out wearing it liyabesh. Avaloy l'cholv, if it's just there to contain the milk, then it's tied loosely. If it's tied tightly to prevent the milk from coming out, then that'll hold on tight. If it's loosely in order to protect the milk that's dripping out, so then it'll fall off. If it falls off, we're goyzer because the Roya Tzayin is going to pick it up. Similar to the halacha we had before by Mardas, that even if theoretically it could be put on, but if it's not going to be tied on, then it's going to fall off. He's going to carry it. Mishnah Gimel, Ubameh Eini Yoytze. What is considered a masa that Behem is not allowed to go out with? Lo Yoytze Gomel Bametuteles. This is a piece of cloth that you tie to the gomel in order to label it. So that's mamisha masa. It's not letzer. It doesn't serve any functional purpose if for the animal's goof. Okud, le'okud v'le'rogul. Okud is some way of tying the legs that he can't run away. So there you're putting something on him to prevent him from running away. Again, it doesn't service the behemoth. Rogul is the same idea. They tie the hand of the behemoth, the front, the forearm, foreleg of the behemoth to the goof of the behemoth. Again, it's not a regular shmira, it's something to bind the behemoth. So that's mamash hamasa. V'chein sha'kol ha'behemois, all other behemoths, the gomel is just a dogma. Lo yikshur gmalim ze bo ze v'yim shoich. This is something totally different. You shouldn't have one gomel tied to others, and v'yim shoich, they all lead along. That's the tzura of when you're leading them to the market to sell them. As a tzura, as if you're taking them to the market on Shabbos. Avo machnes chavolim v'teich yodoy v'yim shoich. The chavolim that are on the gemalim anyways, that he could hold in his hand, and that he could pull all of them, as long as it doesn't stick out a tefach, the Gemara says, out of his hand, because that would be a nicker that he's leading them. He's not allowed to wind the chavolim, he's not allowed to wind the leashes of the various gemalim around his hand. Why not? You're allowed to hold the leashes. Why not let to wind them around your hand? So the Gemara explains that this shtickel of the Mishnah has absolutely nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. It has to do with their different leashes. Some of them are made out of pishton. Some of them are made out of tzemer. If you wind them around your hand, what you're doing is you're making some type of covering of your hand made of klein. Pishton v'tzemer. So it's a klein poshut. Now, gerada, the Mefarshim say, hello, you don't mean to be nene from the klein, l'chur, it shouldn't be awesome. So they point out, Rashi says, that we're going over here like the Mandom, that Dovashen Miskavin is also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Dovashen Miskavin is also. Brings you Kiva Eger, that the Shulta Kibayim says that no. Over here, if you're going to cover your hand, for sure you're going to be nene from the covering on your hand. So it's a psik resha. If it's a psik resha, so then you have a Vinishri, Kiva Eger sends you to what he has to write in Perek Tes Mishnah Hein Klaim. Over there he discusses this in more thoroughly.